Welcome to the No Fucks Given podcast with me, your host, Holly Lamb. This podcast is dedicated to empowering women just like you to embrace menopause as their superpower. Say goodbye to hiding in the shadows. It's time to reclaim your personal strength and shine brightly. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the No Fucks Given podcast with me, your host, Holly Lamb. This week I have a guest. I'm joined by Daniela Alfieri, who is a creator, educator and manifestation coach. I hope I said your surname okay there. Is that right?
Alfieri, yes, perfect.
Amazing. I was really drawn to Daniela's work because she does these beautiful illustrations and really like profound words and just amazing, uplifting, powerful quotes that you have on your Instagram. So I just kind of want to dive into your work a little bit and see kind of what drew you to that work and why you do what you do.
Okay. Oh my gosh, where do I start? Such a long story. The story of my life. Like, I can say that I come from a family of artists. Both my mom and my dad are artists. They met after in an art school. So yeah, that's pretty cool about that. I was always really inspired by art and by creation. And my house was always full of like paints and colors, and I was just breathing art on my life, even before I really conceptualized it and realized that I was an artist too and I was a creator too. But even when I decided, I was like, okay, I'm an artist too. I know how to draw. You know, at school, everybody was always asking me for drawings and stuff like that. I always thought about this idea of being an artist and also being super poor. And I was like, okay, I'm not subscribing to that. I'm going to just go and do something that is going to bring me money, because yes. my childhood was really poor. Like, we were like the classic immigrant story. You know, I was born in Argentina. I grew up in Italy. And even if my dad was Italian, he was treated as an immigrant because he grew up in Argentina. So my life was my childhood was quite poor, and I was like, no, when I grow up, I'm gonna just get all the money I need to get, and I'm gonna be an artist, because from my parents, I can see that it's not really working, and no, thank you. So eventually, I decided to go in the diamond industry, because you know, the more you sell, the more you earn. If you work on commission, I was like, okay, this is good. I love selling. Let's do this. It was being really short to me to sell, and I worked for 10 years in the diamond industry, and until one point I was like, my son Noah was born, and you know, I don't know, you know, when you have a son, when you have a man, something happened. I don't know if because we connect this like a thinner layer between this portal, like life as we know it, and the other reality that is out there, you know, out of the matrix. You start to question your life, you start to see your life from a much higher level. And I started to think, okay, is this something that I really like to do? Not really. I don't even wear jewelry. It's not my thing. I'm doing it for the money, you know. I love customer. I love customer service. I love connecting to people. I just always been like so interested to people's stories, and I love that. But I'm not doing this because I like jewelry, or like, I'm not doing this for the right reasons, right? I was just doing this for, you know, for getting something out of it, and not because my soul was calling me to do it. And I started to question myself of like, what I want to know, my son, to see in me when he grows up. Because, you know, parents are so important for us. They are our guidance, especially in the first years of our lives. And I saw so many things in my parents that I didn't want to do in my life, but I wanted to give the chance to my son to see things that he wants to do in his life. And I was like, I want him, first of all, to realize that dreams can come true. And that if you have a dream, you can realize it. And there is no a dream that is too silly or too out there for you to be able to realize it, right? And to manifest it. And I was like, okay, this is not really what I'm showing up. Like, I'm showing up not for that reason, to teach him that. So maybe I should just shift some things over in my life so I can be the example, because I cannot just say these pretty words to him and then be something else. So I was like, okay, let's kind of calibrate again what I want to do in my life. Okay, I love creating. So let's try this thing out. Let's see. Like, I always thought that I couldn't make money, but maybe I could. Let's try. I signed up to graphic design because, you can be an artist and be a graphic designer and get good money. So I was like, okay, I'm going to still go to the artist route, but I'm going to go to this safe place of, like, graphic design. So at least I know that I'm going to. So I was slowly and slowly getting out of my limiting belief that being creative and having money, there are two different things. And I eventually finished graphic design. I signed up to work at the Sunday Times in London. And I created Noaranda, that was born after Noah. This is why the name Noaranda. So I can say that thanks to Noah, I was like... I created almost like a wake up call of like what I wanted to become. And at the end of it, I can tell that dreams can really come true. And there is no dream that is too big, because if you look at me, I already have I have my dream life, you know. And what it really took for me is just to make the jump and be brave enough to go after my dreams. Yeah.
So this That's amazing, because I think it's so true. We are led to believe that we have to be in a 9-to-5 job, or we have to climb the corporate ladder in order to make good money, and you can't do something that you love and make good money from it that you can support your family with. But you're clearly the exception, because you have that complete unwavering belief in yourself and that you're going to achieve this. And that obviously shows in your work as well and on your Instagram. They're just such beautiful things. And I think people just resonate with that so much. So how did you get to that unwavering belief in yourself? And how can someone who's just really struggling, who isn't there, get to that point as well?
I feel like... For me, what always keeps me up is this vision of seeing myself already having that. So whenever I felt like in doubt, I always felt like what I will feel after I done that. Like, for example, graphic design, it was quite tough to be studying graphic design. I was like 31 years old and I was studying with 18 years old. So I was like one of the oldest in the class. We were like only two of us, actually. It was quite unique, but normally it's like all 18. Mm-hmm. And what kept me going is like the vision was too big for me to give up. Like, I could never go back to working in a jewelry shop 9-to-5, because come on, if I put it in a like going back to 9-to-5 or like achieving my dream and maybe even falling down and doing mistakes while I'm doing it is so much worth it to try, you know. Mm-hmm. And yes, also this vision of me talking to my son, maybe when he was like maybe my age, 30 years old, 20 years old, I would be like, see, you know, you can really realize your dreams, look at my life, you know, you can do. So also maybe also what helps me still now when I'm trying to overcome something, to think about the bigger vision and what that is, not just for me, like ego, my ego, but for the big, like, because I want to show my son, or I want to show my Instagram audience, I want to show other people that it's possible, because look, I'm doing it, you know. So that makes me have the courage sometimes to go, because I'm still going, you know. All of us will keep going and going with this, also always new challenges in life of the things that we want to become versus what we were before. So when I feel like a little bit like scared or doubtful, I always think about why I'm doing this, my why. Yeah, my why, basically, yes. And it's not just for me, my ego, Daniela, but it's for being of service. It could be being of service to my son, being of service to my audience, and to a stranger that comes to my world, like, by accident. That's like, makes me, I feel the fire inside, like, that gives me even more energy, even when I cannot anymore, because I'm too tired, or, you know. being a mom of two, you know.
Yeah, hard, yeah, of course.
Even like as a creator, sometimes you don't have always the fire of energy or like to create things. But even when you don't have that energy, you have that fire inside. It's like, no, I have this vision is too big for me to just stop and give up, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I completely resonate with that. I think it's definitely about being of service, like, you're kind of like the vessel for the message and you're just putting it out there to help other people. And I think it's so true, when you drop the ego and look at your why, that's when things start to come in. And for me, with like manifestation and things like that, it's always been grateful for what you currently have, but then been so delusional with the vision that you have to be, otherwise it just doesn't happen.
And it's
taken me such a long time to get there, but hiring like a coach, like someone like you, was just going to help you get there so much faster, especially if you're if you have a lot of limiting beliefs that you're trying to work with. So obviously we've kind of touched on the manifestation a little bit, but what are kind of some of like misconceptions people have around manifestation? And I know a lot of people just think it's complete nonsense, but for me, I completely and utterly believe that we can change our reality. So I'd love to hear like some of like the misconceptions that you've heard around manifestation.
I feel like manifestation is completely nonsense. That's true. Like, it's totally delusional. It doesn't make any sense. It's just crazy. Woohoo. And it also works. So what do you prefer? Like, if you could choose two paths, do you want to be in the path of like, everything is linear, I know it's going to be ending, it's going to be A to B, and it makes total sense, but it's also kind of boring? Or you want to go on the nonsensical and magical and really wonky kind of side, when amazing things can come happen to you and miracle can happen? And I am like, I'm here to testify. I'm not sure you have so many stories as well, Holly, of the miracle that happened to you just by believing in yourself so much that even when nobody else believed in you, even almost yourself, like a little part of yourself was like, can I really do this? But you just went for it, and then things happened. So I will choose all my life to go on the delusional part of it that doesn't make any sense, because I know that it works.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that crazy kind of nonsensical kind of living life versus the boring, just adhere to the society and what is right to do and blah, 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 you know. And also, I feel like there is so much magic in the nonsensical. There's so much of the divine feminine in the versus the masculine, which is, we still need, we need structure sometimes. We need masculine, but we are women. And I feel like when we lean on that kind of, I don't know what, but I can feel this energy and like the magical there, you can really birth amazing things in your life. And life is not as boring, you know, as well.
Yeah, exactly. And as women, we obviously, we're feminine beings, and we are supposed to be in our divine feminine more than what we are. But unfortunately, because of the world we live in, it's very masculine dominated. It's very much, you are rewarded for hard work. But actually, and I've just come off a call with the Red School around feminine leadership and around menstruality and the power that we have within our own body. Like, our inbuilt spiritual practice is our menstrual cycle, and learning to harness the power of your cycle has helped me step more into my feminine and has helped me to manifest things quicker and easier, because I am in my feminine flow. And I just want to kind of get that message out to women that it's okay to feel safe in your feminine and be more in your feminine. Has that helped you, like, connecting more to your feminine in order to manifest?
Oh my God, my life is like, you know how the more you live and the more you realize that everything was really meant to be, because they were all lessons for you to learn. Like, for example, my dad, being an immigrant, he used to work so hard for us. We were a family of six, and he was like, he was never home because he was working a lot or he was traveling home. And he was a baker. So what he taught me, without even realizing it, like after I went to therapy and I went on a journey with my coach as well, I realized that I was kind of mirroring the same pattern. I was like thinking that you have to work really, really hard in order to really achieve something in your life, in order to be worthy of something.
Mm.
And my dad, he died working. Like, he died in a car accident. He fell asleep when he was coming home. So that could have been the lesson for me to learn, but I took so long to learn that message, like after maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that I don't necessarily have to work so hard to achieve and to be worthy of my dreams. Even if it works, like the first few years of Noaranda, I worked so hard to achieve my dreams. But now I'm realizing that I don't really have to work as hard, and I can still achieve so much.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's like the results are the same or even much better, because I have much more creativity, more energy. I feel like energetically also my clients feel it, that I'm in a much better space. And that life can gets to be easier. Life is not that hard as we make it sometimes. So that was the biggest lesson for me that I just learned much later than I should have learned. But sometimes we don't realize, because we come to this world with our parents, with our stories, and we make our stories our own life. You know, we kind of program ourselves into things until we wake up one day and like, okay, I don't really have to work that hard to be worthy of my dreams, you know?
Yeah. I completely agree with that. It's the culture that we live in, that the harder you work, then that's when you're rewarded. When actually, being a woman, I've noticed that stepping back and not doing as much, like last week, I just needed a week of like integration. I didn't post on Instagram and the world didn't fall apart. And I still have clients. Things are still happening because I stepped away, but we're so scared of kind of releasing control because we think it's going to fall apart. Whereas actually, as women, we need to surrender. And this is what we've been learning around the power of menstruation, actually surrendering into it, taking that time. And then that's when all the magical, amazing things happen.
Absolutely. The amount of things, of money that I earned, that I just came to me when I was in spas or in massages, it's just crazy. Like, it is true. You know, there are some people that are like... you know, you see these things in Instagram of like somebody's criticizing these manifestation coaches, that they're thinking, that's just saying about, I just need to go to the spa and that makes sense. But it's true. That happened to me. So as crazy as it sounds, it is true. Like when you lean into pleasure, when you lean into your feminine, when you just respect the cycles of your life as well, but sometimes you have to work, but sometimes you also take it easy and relax. I like 2 days off from my Instagram as well, a few days ago, and I came back and everything is okay, you know, like,
and the world
so much energy, and I feel like so excited today. I can't wait, you know, to start to do my things in my to-do list. And I feel like when we start to respect the season, life gets to be so much easier.
Definitely. Yeah. That's completely true. And obviously, as women, we're cyclical beings anyway. We have our 28-day cycle. Obviously, we have the moon cycle that we can live in harmony with. And we have cycles in our life, whether that's, mothering years, when we're going into perimenopause. They're all different seasons. Mm-hmm. And the more we honor and lean into those seasons, the easier life becomes, because we're not fighting against it. We're moving with it, which I think a lot of women do struggle with, because they get in their own head and they'll have those like inner critic and those blocks. It's that kind of how do you help your clients sort of overcome those limiting beliefs that they're like, I can't do this.
And also, like, sometimes we put limits on ourselves, or we put meaning into things. Like, for example, there's nothing wrong in the season of winter. We need this winter as well, right? So it is true also for ourselves. And also, like, the cycle, the moon phases and everything. Like, everything is a reason to be. And even, like, you were asking me about the preconception about manifestation, like, you have to be happy all the time, like, you know, You can if you, like, if you have the thoughts, you're gonna manifest them. That's not true. Like, it's impossible, because if that was true, we were living in pure chaos, which is a bit chaotic in the world. But you know, we'll be like really chaotic, you know. And I feel like sometimes it's something I learned with myself as well, because for the longest time I was pushing out actually the bad thoughts, because I thought that, okay, I don't want, you know, that's not nice. I want to just have nice thoughts in my life, and everything else I will just push it away. And it's not just that it doesn't work. Is that the bad thoughts become bigger and bigger and bigger until one day you really have to deal with them, and it's not a pleasant not a pleasant thing to do. So something that I learn, and I also teach my students and my clients, is that to honor also those part of us that are in the shadow, because there is a reason why they're there, and they're messengers for us, and there is so much there is so much magic into challenges. There is always a gift behind the challenge. There is always a gift also behind the trigger, because we feel like we're human beings. Sometimes we get triggered, right, by other people or other situations. There is always a reason for you to, like, something for you to learn, and something for you to alchemize into something that will help you in your life. So
yeah
there is no, like, there's nothing bad in low season, in bad feelings as well. I feel like everything is meant to be that way. And even our shadow, there's nothing bad about our shadow. The ego, sometimes it's, also that can be a preconception. The ego is demonized, but I feel like the ego is our friend. It's just sometimes you have to guide him. That's all.
Yeah.
The ego is just trying to help us and to save us. the ego is just trying to help us, but it's not our enemy. And
Yeah, so completely.
Life is happening for us, that's all. That's just, if I can just include it in a sentence, I know it sounds cliche, but it's so true. Life is happening for us. Yeah,
that is so true. I was speaking to someone the other day, and it was like, life is happening for us, life is happening for us, not to us. And it's so true. And what you said about facing your ego, because there's a point in the cycle, just like your premenstrual phase, where your inner critic will come up, and that's the one that's in your head all the time. And that's the time when you have to face it, and you have to listen to what it says. Some of it's nonsense. Some of it's there to protect you, but usually there is a message in there, and it's down to you to kind of decode that message and see what the wisdom is that it's trying to tell you, because we can practice this every month when we have our cycle. We can practice this, and it comes up again and again. So if you are really struggling with, like, manifestation and things like that, then honing into your ego, your inner critic, would be a really good place to start. And that's going to help to shift those programmed, like, in-depth programs that we've gone through life with. It's hard to break them. So no wonder people are like, manifestation's nonsense, because they can't get past those blocks and those limiting beliefs, because they're so ingrained and programmed into your subconscious that your brain has to be rewired. And that takes time. And that's why things don't just happen overnight. But then that's why, with some people, like you said, I was at the spa and I got this, because you've done the work and you've got the practices in place, it's still going to come through.
Of course, you can go to the spa. Okay, I'm going to go to the spa, so I'm going to make money. No, it's not. It's not like I'm going to be great, I'm going to help this person so I can get something out of this person. There is not, there should not be that energy of lack and scarcity, but it's an energy of, like, trust.
Yeah.
And, you know, my body is asking me to rest. My body is asking me to go to the spa today. I just feel it, that is, you know, also being connected with your intuition is so, so big. When I started to do that with my life, wow, like, things are so much easier. Like, I just have to follow my intuition. My intuition knows the way, you know.
Yes.
Versus just always listening to the ego. Because the ego is there to protect us, but it's not the law, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The intuition is what really knows, you know.
Yeah, your gut's never wrong. If you listen to your intuition more, it will always guide you on the right path. For me, it's everything always seems to work out, no matter how everything seems to crumble, it always eventually works out in the end if I listen to my gut and I don't listen to the inner critic or the ego in my head telling me mm-hmm. what I should and shouldn't be doing. So I completely resonate with that 100%. Well, thank you so much. This has been amazing. I love talking all things manifestation. But if people wanted to check you out, people wanted to work with you, how would they go about that?
I'm actually opening a few spots for the one-to-ones. And I'm so excited about this. I feel like I was meant to do this all along. And lately, I started to think about, you know, the idea of like guiding also people in one-to-one, is not just on a group container. But also, I'm launching also a group container that's going to be called the Manifestation Playdate, because life is all about fun. Yay. And it's going to be all about like shadow play and like really connecting to your inner child and how magic life gets to be when you really connect into play and fun. So I'm so excited about this. It's starting on the 6th of May, and yes, I cannot wait. It's going to be amazing. The moment is on a early bird price, which is $55.55, and it's going to be then soon going to $333.
Amazing. That sounds perfect. It's so weird that you talk about inner child, because the call I had just before we recorded this podcast, we did an exercise about the five chambers of menstruation, and the last chamber was around inner child and having fun and play, and that's what came up for me. So that's so weird that you said that. So I'm like, okay, right, I think I need to join. It sounds so amazing.
So connected. Oh my gosh. When I started to tap into that aspect of me, yeah, it's just so fun. It gets to get to be fun, you know, to live and to explore. And like, if you just tap into the energy of like, there is so much to learn from kids and how they go around the world, you know, like when they do mistakes, they just stand up again, they keep going. They have curiosity when they approach new things. They're not scared. And they don't let things be the meaning of who they are or how worthy they are. They're just things. They're just challenges. They're fun, you know. Life gets to be really fun if we let it. So I cannot wait for these amazing women in this container. I'm so excited. It's just, I never did anything like this. And I just can see, it's going to be a 14 days container. There will be Instagram chat where you can keep each other accountable. Because myself, when I do a course, if it's a self-paced course, sometimes I get really inspired because I'm like, it's just me and me. And this is going to be like a group of women, and we're going to keep each other accountable. There will be like also, I'm an illustrator, so there will be also oracle deck cards that will be give for free. There will be coloring pages. It's going to be like a play day, basically.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. It sounds beautiful. So
I'm really excited.
Amazing. I'll pop all the details in the show notes and how you can connect to Daniela. But that's been amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me. I really love this conversation. Yeah.
So fun. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. I will see you next week for episode 9.